Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 178, A Strength Not Yours, Ephesians 6:10. Let this land finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Finally, Paul is closing an entire letter, pages full of grace, of mystery, of the most practical instruction. And when he reaches the end, he points to one thing, as if to say, after everything I've taught you, don't forget this. Don't forget this. Everything he wrote about marriage, about family, about how to live together, only holds if it rests on this single foundation, the strength of the Lord. And here is the detail that changes everything. Paul does not write, be stronger. He is not asking you to try harder, to grit your teeth, to white-knuckle your way through. He says, be strong in the Lord. The phrase matters. In the Lord, the courage that lasts, the endurance that doesn't crack halfway through, it never springs from inside you. It is received. You don't manufacture it. You receive it. So think about what that means for today. The battle you are carrying, that situation at work, that relationship that weighs on you, it will be won by the greatness of His might. It will be won by the greatness of His might. It will be won by the greatness of His might. It will be won by the greatness of His might. The weight of the fight was not placed on your shoulders. It was placed on the Lord's shoulders. And His shoulders do not give way. That is freedom. When the strength is His, your weakness is no longer a verdict. You don't have to pretend you're fine when you're not. You don't have to walk into the day chest out, performing a confidence you don't have. Because the one who holds you is already strong. Already. The strength you lack is already in Him, waiting to be received, not earned. And don't misread this. To be strong in the Lord is not to fold your arms. It is not passivity. It is to fight from a place of rest in Him. It is to move forward with confidence because you first leaned on the one who never tires. He does not grow weary. He does not run dry. You move forward strong because you anchored yourself in what cannot fall. So today, do this one thing. Before you go any further, name before God, out loud if you can, the battle that wears you out most today. Don't minimize it. Don't summarize it. Speak its name, and then, in prayer, hand it back to Him. Say, Lord, this fight is bigger than me. I put it in your hands. Meet this day with the strength that is yours alone. That is not defeat. That is faith. That is the finally Paul wanted you to carry with you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.